100 years after that famous first performance, for a centenary concert from London's Royal Festival Hall. The Rite of Spring. Radio 3, live in concert, Thursday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also online. Just gone 1 o'clock. Time for the news from Ian Skelly.
The head of MI5 is to hand over a preliminary report next week into what the security services knew about the two men suspected of murdering a soldier in southeast London on Wednesday. Andrew Parker will give his initial findings to a parliamentary inquiry set up by the Prime Minister. MI5 has not commented on claims that it tried to recruit one of the suspects. The allegation was made on the BBC's Newsnight programme by a friend of Michael Adebolajo. Mr. Adebolajo and the other suspect, Michael Adebowale, were shot by police and remain under guard in separate hospitals. An interfaith charity says there's been a large increase in the number of anti-Muslim incidents since the murder of drummer Rigby. The group, Faith Matters, said it had recorded more than 160 cases since Wednesday. The incidents ranged from the firebombing of a mosque to people pulling women's hijabs. A number of people have been charged with making allegedly offensive and malicious comments about the attack in Woolwich on the social media sites Facebook and Twitter. Avon and Somerset police, who've made two arrests in Bristol, said people should think before they post statements on social media because the consequences could be serious. An investigation is underway after a zoo worker was killed by a tiger at South Lakes Wild Animal Park in Cumbria. Sarah McClay, who was 24, was mauled in the big cat's enclosure. Central London is playing host to tens of thousands of German football fans who are in town for the Champions League final at Wembley this evening. The match between the country's two leading teams, Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund, is the first all-German final in the history of the competition. The Catholic Church has taken the first step towards making a saint of a priest shot dead by the mafia in Sicily. Father Pino Pulisi was killed 20 years ago in Palermo after urging people to defy local crime bosses. And the weather, it'll be mostly dry and bright with sunny periods this afternoon, although there will be some rain in northwest Scotland and parts of Northern Ireland, and it'll be cloudier at times in southeast England. It'll be much warmer than yesterday too, with lighter winds. And that's the BBC News and the weather. It's 2:30 past one.
And now the early music show with Lucy Skeeping.
Perhaps it's not surprising that so many pieces in the early music repertoire take their inspiration from the natural world. Urbanite that I am, the nearest I might get to it is admiring the lovely blossom trees in my road. But in a time when many people spent much of their working life out of doors, they needed to be more in tune with the movement of the seasons than most of us are today. With this in mind, the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music asked all their performers this year to create programmes on the theme of nature's voice. And today we're dipping into a concert given by the group Imaginarium. Later we'll hear their rather unique take on Vivaldi's Four Seasons. But we start with a composer from almost a generation earlier, Marco Uccellini. He was one of the first to experiment with the new flashy violin techniques of the 17th century to show audiences the variety of colours and sound effects the instrument was capable of. This piece he entitled The Marriage of the Cuckoo and the Hen in a Fine Concerto Together. And as you'll hear, the hen squawks pretty well non-stop, almost drowning out the cuckoo that's hidden away in the second violin part.
Thank you.
Marco Uccellini's The Marriage of the Cuckoo and the Hen from 1642. Imaginarium, directed by Enrico Onofri. Uccellini's violin innovations spread far and wide, influencing in particular the Austro-German violinist-composer Heinrich Biber. And it's one of his works we're going to hear next, which uses some pretty bizarre sounds inspired by nature. After a forceful opening allegro full of double stops, Biber gives us a nightingale, a cuckoo, a croaking frog, a... well, I don't need to tell you the rest because my early music show colleague Catherine Bott announces them all from the platform.
Nightingale. Thank you. Hens and the Cockerel. The March of the Musketeers. Allemande.
Marching Musketeers and an Allemande, ending Bieber's Sonata Representativa of 1669. Imaginarium was directed from the violin by Enrico Onofri, part of their concert from St John's Smith Square earlier this month. Well, thanks to any number of adverts and telephone answering machines, Vivaldi's Four Seasons concertos are indelibly etched on the consciousness of whole populations across the world. And yet, familiar though they are, they contain such a wealth of sound effects from nature that they surely deserve a place in today's programme, with its musical theme being the natural world. And all life is here. Birds, insects, streams, dogs barking, peasants dancing, sleeping, sliding about on the ice, or just plain drunk. This was an age when performers were expected to extemporise on what was on the printed page, and Imaginarium bring in their own modern-day influences, including, I think, a touch of bluegrass. But Vivaldi was nevertheless remarkably precise about what he wanted, and the whole work is based on four sonnets he probably wrote himself, which are read here by Catherine Bott. So, here's Imaginarium and their own special spirited take on an old favourite.
Spring has arrived, and joyously the birds now welcome her return with merry song, and brooklets, by soft airs caressed, are heard to murmur sweetly as they course along. Casting their inky mantle over heaven, thunderstorms, her chosen heralds, roar. When they have died away to silence, then the birds resume their charming songs once more.
Thank you.
So now upon the flowery grass subsiding, with leafy branches rustling overhead, the goatherd sleeps, his faithful dog beside him. By festive sound of rustic bagpipes led, nymphs and shepherds dance beneath the shining canopy of spring with sprightly tread.
Thank you.
Beneath the blazing sun's relentless heat, men and their flocks are sweltering. Pines are seared. The cuckoo's voice is raised, and soon the sweet songs of the turtle dove and finch are heard. Soft breezes stir the air, but the contentious north wind sweeps them suddenly aside. The weeping shepherd trembles at the menace of violent storm and what it may betide.
Thank you.
His weary limbs are now from rest unbound by fear of lightning's flash and thunder's roar, and swarms of angry flies that buzz around. Alas, he has right well read nature's law. The heavens growl and flash, and hailstones pound the ripened corn that proudly stood before. With song and dance, the peasant celebrates the harvest safely gathered in his barns. Bacchus' flowing bowl intoxicates, and many a reveller sinks in Morpheus' arms. The singing and the dancing die away as cooler breezes fan the balmy air. The summons of the season all obey, to yield to sweet repose without a care. At dawn, the hunters, ready for the chase, emerge with horns and guns and dogs and cries. The prey breaks cover, they pursue apace. The din of guns and dogs now terrifies the wounded brute, who for a little space tries wearily to flee, but harried, dies.
Thank you.
To shiver frozen mid the frosty snow in unrelenting winds that bite and sting. To stamp one's icy feet, run to and fro, one's teeth for bitter chill a-chattering. Contentedly beside the hearth, while those outside are being drenched by rain. Thank you. With cautious step to tread the icy path, and try to keep one's feet with might and main, to turn abruptly, slip, crash to the ground, and rising, hasten on across the ice, lest it should crack and splinter all around. To hear the winds burst with ferocious might their prison gates and clash with martial sound. This is the winter. Such are its delights.
Vivaldi's Four Seasons, performed by Imaginarium in a concert recorded at the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music earlier this month. The soloist and director was Enrico Onofri, and the sonnets were read by Catherine Bott. The early music show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced by Alwyn Fisher. In tomorrow's programme, Lucy will be presenting highlights from another concert at the Lufthansa Festival given by Ensemble La Fenice. That's at the same time, just after 1 o'clock, here on BBC Radio 3.
The climax of Radio 3's week of Wagner.
Opera on 3.
A live performance of Lohengrin from Welsh National Opera. Peter Wedd, Susan Bickley and Emma Bell lead the cast in a tale of chivalry and redemption. Broadcast live on BBC Radio 3 from the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff. And alongside the opera during the interval, a Radio 3 music guide to Lohengrin.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2:45.
Well, now it's time for another chance to hear last Monday's live Wigmore Hall concert. The presenter is Louise Fryer.
America's premier trio is how they're billed on their website. Joseph Kalickstein, piano, Jamie Laredo, violin, and Sharon Robinson, cello. They're certainly one of the most established. They've been playing together for some 35 years, and they're regular visitors to Wigmore Hall. This lunchtime, they'll be ending with Brahms, his piano trio in B major, and they're starting with a work written specially for them, the latest of many. Arvo Pärt composed a trio for them in 1993. Ned Rorem and Richard Danielpour have provided several works for various combinations of the players. And most recently, Andrei Previn wrote a work for all three. A pianist and conductor, Andrei Previn has composed extensively, and at 84, he's still composing, and this, his piano trio number 2, was premiered in Boston by the Kalickstein Laredo Robinson trio last May. The reviewer in the Boston Globe likened their performance of it to relaxed conversation, whether the topic is serious or sunny, adding the music's dominant feature is pure fluency. Styles meet and greet with effortless etiquette. The borders between European classicism, expansive Americana, and Hollywood shamanism are crisscrossed with cosmopolitan ease. That range of styles in this three-movement piece reflects the mix of influences Previn's encountered in his own life. Of Russian heritage, he was brought up in Germany and left Berlin with his family in 1938, passing through Paris before settling in Los Angeles. He became a US citizen in 1943, and his first job was as a jazz pianist and orchestral player for MGM. Without applause, greets the arrival on stage of the Kalickstein Laredo Robinson Trio to give the UK premiere of Andrei Previn's Piano Trio No. 2.